Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages. I am the host with the most, the living legend, the icon, the host of the F-World Headquarters podcast. I am the Sean Jazz Stevens. And, of course, already in the studio, we have the other half of Jazz and Sons. Yeah, take it to it there.
Do you know how to make your...
Do you know how to make your introduction any longer? Because if so, we could be here for 5 minutes just doing that.
Well, anywho, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome my co-host for this event, as we're going to be starting things off, you know, the right way. I'm going to be watching announcing the 2023 class of the Hall of Fame. So without any further ado, as I put my volume on hill, so quiet. So, sir, would you like to start off by announcing the Hall of Fame with me?
Sure, I'm ready when you are.
Okay, so.
Let's
All right,
see.
So the 2023 class of our Hall of Fame ceremony, we have the incomparable, we got another person coming in. Hello, welcome to the F-World Headquarters podcast. This is the icon Sean Jazz Stevens, and of course, Sean Awesome, who is calling in.
Hi, this is JC. How is everybody?
It is. Hello, how are you? Hey, Sean, remember JC?
Oh, I'm fine.
Can you hear?
Hello.
Hey.
I know, right? They get old, don't they?
I guess I should also make the introduction, say hi, everybody. My name is JC. I am currently one half of the current Dream Warrior Tag Team Championship.
Indeed you are. And, of course, Sean Awesome is our current icon champion.
Yes.
JC, do you have the playlist already set up or no?
Yeah, I already have it.
All right, so why don't we all head over to the YouTube channel and put it on the playlist so we can start announcing this year's class of the Hall of Fame, if you don't mind. This is going to be interesting.
I got another person here with me that keeps nudging me. So if you hear me speaking in the background, it's me telling my cat I'm busy. But he wants my attention, so he's giving y'all his.
Oh, your cat is also joining us. Oh man, you know it wouldn't be the first time we've had cats on a show. You know, we've had animals as part of our YouTube show before, haven't we? Speaking of, you know, considering our first inductee of the Hall of Fame this year, I think that goes to say without any mention there. All right, so let me know when you guys are all on point there with everything. Hal, well, I'm just minimize this and put that over here.
Yeah, I'm ready to go. We're just going to go ahead and play the first video.
We're just going to play the first one, and we're going to announce the Hall of Fame as we're going along. So first and foremost, Sean, why don't you introduce your favorite unpredictable one himself?
Well, he was kind of a co-creation between me and yourself, but the first member of our Dream Masters 2022-23 Hall of Fame is, of course, the unpredictable Brock Brown.
Of course. Only us could put such an individual into our Hall of Fame. But you know, we can't say that he wasn't a big part. So if you guys want, hit play on that if you want, and we'll watch Brock Brown's, one of his matches. Is everyone ready to go?
Yep.
Yeah.
We'll count to three and we'll hit play, I guess. And we'll just hit play. And then as people come in, we'll have them introduce themselves and whatnot, kind of like JC just did. Wonderful job, by the way. That goes to show you're a awesome professional. I guess that, you know, being a half of the tag team champions, you get your practice, huh?
Yeah,
by the way,
she's going to pick up a couple of things.
Yeah. By the way, Sean, awesome. You know, you've been kind of, you guys have been kind of, you know, doing crazy things over there on Monday nights, wreaking havoc.
Of course, because that's what we have to do.
Of course. Of course. As Brock Brown here against another original clownfish, only us folks. Ladies and gentlemen, don't be careful what you make late at night, because Brock Brown appears. Now, Sean, you want to tell people about why we call him the unpredictable Brock Brown? I mean,
well, if I remember correctly, there was a long streak going where he would sometimes just come to the ring without any clothes on sometimes.
Yep. Despite the fact we do tell him to get clothed. He is clothed when we put him in. It's just, yeah. He kind of does his own thing, huh? Come to the ring dressed, and sometimes he'd come in the way he came into the world, which, you know, thankfully we didn't get in any trouble for that. I guess Minecraft characters don't give you any kind of a hard time for that. However, there's the Brockapilla, which he made famous. And the fact that he's, like, you know, 9 feet tall and is so agile also made him original. And the fact that a person who's, like, 7'9" or whatever, however tall Brock Brown was, is able to do, you know, moonsaults and all the other crazy things just didn't work well. He was, like I said, he's unpredictable. Is this your first time seeing Brock Brown, JC?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's
so
the incomparable
one. What this match is like.
What's that?
I was saying that this is my first time seeing it, so I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do.
Well, this is one of his early matches. Well, he's retired now because he's in the Hall of Fame. See, once you go into the Hall of Fame on our show, you kind of, you know, you've already proven your point and there's nothing left to prove. We don't pull no Ric Flair stuff where we retire you and you put you in the Hall of Fame, you come out again.
Yeah,
and there's the end of that one. This clownfish got squashed by Brock Brown. What else is new? We got people calling in from all over the place. What's that?
That's just what he's known for.
Yeah, I mean, he's like 7'9" and he's like 500 pounds. He just did like the worm into the elbow, which is not something a person his size should be doing. Speaking of which, Sean, why don't you announce to everyone the Dream Warriors Hall of Fame inductee this year? Because she's up next. As Brock Brown does Brock Rooney. Again, 7'9", 500 pounds, did a Brock Rooney.
our next inductee, I guess, you could say, has been around a lot. She's fought multiple opponents, probably has a few championships under her belt. And
I'd say so.
I guess you could say it's kind of like the familial thing with Mr. Sean Jeff Stevens. But our next inductee would happen to be the Saint, Peggy Hannon.
Which is also your aunt.
Yeah.
Yep, the Saint Peggy Hannon, JC, this is one of the Dream Warriors, one of your girls. There's also, you know, I was trying to figure out what matches to kind of find that will fit into this kind of bracket. Oh, we got another person coming in. Hold on 1 second. Hello. Welcome to the FOL Headquarters Podcast. This is the FOL Icon, Sean Jazz Stevens. Who's calling in now?
This is Jaden. Hello.
Jaden, how are you? Jaden, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm great. How are you?
Is this the United States champion?
This is I.
Are you on the – so we already went over to the playlist that I sent you, I believe you got. We are currently on match two. By the way, does everyone want to introduce themselves to Jaden?
Hello, everyone.
Jaden. The United States champion, of course. My other original co-host, the other half of Jazz and Sun, Sean Awesome. Sean, say hi.
I'm here too. I'm Sean Awesome.
Hello.
And of course, we have one half of the women's tag team champions, JC.
Hello.
JC and you aren't too far away from each other. You're in North Carolina, right, Jaden?
Yeah, I'm in North Carolina.
Yep. JC's up down there in Georgia from Bad Street, USA, right, JC?
Yeah, Atlanta, so, yeah.
So we're watching, so my son and I were just announcing the 2023 Hall of Fame class as we just saw Brock Brown being inducted as the Dream Master, and you're probably lucky you missed that, but you don't worry, you'll have to see him again one more time. And now we just announced that the second inductee for the Dream Warriors is St. Peggy Hannon, probably at one point the oldest person on our roster, as we see her going up against someone who's like 7 times younger than her. And
oh, wow.
Are you watching this now?
I just pulled it up.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah, we're on match 2, and we're probably about 3 minutes and 18 seconds in. Are you guys all in the same spot?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I'm now there.
Okay, cool. And that's the end of the match. We just got into the match, so that's the end of that one. So, JC, you got to see one of the Dream Warriors. What do you think of one of your fellow women wrestlers?
I'm probably like a couple of seconds behind, so give me, I'm just trying to catch up with you guys.
Yeah, no,
okay.
I mean, the match is over now on my end. What we'll do is we'll pause before the next one on the same spot.
Yeah, I'm catching her what she's celebrating right now. So, yeah, she's pretty good.
Yeah, 70-plus years old, St. Peggy Hannon. Now she's in the Dream Warriors Hall of Fame. And you, as you can see, it goes to show you, age doesn't matter, I guess, considering Jaden's one of our younger people, but he's a pretty dominant United States champion, wouldn't you say, Jaden?
I would say so, yes.
Thank you. We're going to see some of your stuff a little later, so it'll be fun. And whatnot. And, of course, you know, Italy, I was trying to find, a match with our tag team for the 2023. So if everyone wants to start, the next match should be starting off with the tag team match with the two of the individuals who are in the faction of going in this year, the Social Outcasts. That's Brock Brown's group. But anywho, before we get ahead of ourselves, Shaw, why don't we announce the tag team going in this year? It's not just the Social Outcasts.
Well, they've been around themselves, honestly. They weren't an original creation of ours, but we decided to put them into our tag team division because they were very prolific in their division, but you might know them if you played a game or two. Fire and Ice, Scorpion, and Sub-Zero.
Indeed it was, and of course Fire and Ice were a dominant tag team for a long period of time. Those epic wars with fellow Hall of Famers, the Horror Connection, Freddie, Jason, and Michael Myers, and of course another rivalry with other former Hall of Fame class members, Brains and Brawn, which is the Hulk and the Thing. And Fire and Ice becomes the next inductees into there. So that's a pretty good wing. What do you think of Fire and Ice going to the Hall of Fame, JC?
Oh, well, I'm trying to make sure we're on the same.
Couldn't get Fire and Ice because Fire and Ice, unfortunately, I couldn't find any of our matches from Fire and Ice. They go so deep at the end of the thing. It took me about 5 hours just to go through half a dozen things just this year. Unfortunately, Fire and Ice didn't come up with, but I did find the Social Outcasts. So we're watching two members of the Social Outcasts right now, which is our next inductees, I suppose. But, Jaden, what do you think of Fire and Ice, Scorpion, and Sub-Zero? Do you think they're worthy of being in the Hall of Fame?
I'd say so. Yeah.
Yeah. You're probably also lucky you missed them a couple. Anywho, that tag team match is probably over now with the Social Outcast, everyone's favorite group, which leads us to the final group thing, and that's, of course, the faction going in this year. Of course, Little Sweet and the Noid are two parts of that. Sean, why don't you tell everyone which faction is going in the Hall of Fame this year?
Well, I guess they wouldn't need any touch, but
this year, Brock Brown decided that he would want to be the first two-time Hall of Famer in the Dream Warriors Hall of Fame. So he's going in alongside his groupmates of The Noid, Mr. Hankey, The Toxic Avenger, and Lo Sweet.
Yep, which we're watching. Everyone on that match right now is just a square. This is a team warfare match. As Sean Awesome right there in the corner next to Stan the Man Lee, who just got tagged in courtesy of Nathan Drake. So, Sean, you got to tied with the Social Outcast before. What was it like to step in the ring with Brock Brown and company?
Well, honestly, he kind of does live up to his name being the unpredictable one. I wasn't sure what I was getting into when I came into this match, but
well, at least he was honestly, dressed.
I wasn't. Yeah. I was kind of hoping he would because I didn't want to deal with him not having to be dressed.
So Stan the Man Lee, ladies and gentlemen, of course, you know, someday he'll probably be in the Hall of Fame, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I'd say he would, maybe sometime.
Not quite yet, huh?
No.
Sean Awesome here, who's the leader of the Awesome Ones, that's a faction on Monday nights. Of course, he Stan the Man Lee is part of your group, is he not?
Yes. Yes, he is.
Yeah. At some point he'll be in there. Here comes Sean Awesome in the ring. So if you guys have never seen Sean Awesome in the ring before, this is one of his earlier establishments as he takes it to the Noid right now. Is everyone watching the same idea? Is everyone caught up? Is everyone on the team warfare match?
Yeah.
So, JC, what do you think of this faction of the Social Outcasts? And is that not the most appropriate name for this collection of individuals?
Yeah, I'm looking at, I can see, you know,
what
different individuals going on here.
I'm just surprised that other people aren't here. What are you gonna say?
I was looking at the characters. I was like, wait a minute, I recognize these characters. Especially the Noid, because it was like, oh my god, I know that character because I've seen it from true story. My stepdad got me like a life size stuffed version of that thing, like when I was a kid.
Yep.
So, yeah, that brought back some childhood memories.
I bet. So this Toxie the Avenger, here comes Stan the Man Lee in to bail my son out again. So does everyone, Jaden, know who the Toxic Avenger is?
I've seen it before, yes.
Okay, cool.
I've seen it before.
And, of course, you know who Stan Lee is, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Stan Lee's on the other side of things. Yikes. There's Stan Lee. You know, for a guy, how old is Stan Lee, Sean?
Well, he'd be 100 this year.
100 this year is doing head scissors of takedowns from Toxic Avenger. Just want to point that out. Goes to show you anybody can do anything at any point, so. Fun stuff. So, Jaden, are you happy that you never have to face someone like Brock Brown?
Could you repeat that? You kind of lagged for a second there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was wondering if you are happy that you don't have to face people like Brock Brown anymore.
I don't know too much about him, but
Well, this is Brock Brown in the ring right now. He's the unpredictable one. He's the guy who looks like a giant Minecraft character, because he is.
Okay. So, yes. Wait, what part are we on? Because I accidentally...
Let me see. Where is everybody on, just so we know where everyone is?
Because I think I accidentally clicked away.
Does everyone tell me where everyone is? Sean, where are you at?
I'm... A bit later in the match.
9 minutes, 1 second, or no?
Like, where?
9 minutes, 1 second, or no?
Now I am.
Okay. All right. So how about this? Let's everyone go to 9 minutes and 1 second and go from there so everyone knows where we're at. So we can all know what we're watching. This is fun.
Okay, I'm at 9 minutes.
All right. Cool.
Yep.
So, Sean, out of curiosity, how come this dude didn't come back to your group? Was he shell-shocked by having to deal with the social outcasts?
Not really. He just kind of, you know, he didn't really feel like he wanted to, come back. He's still thinking about coming back, but I gotta talk him into it after dealing with Brock Brown and all them. Yeah,
I don't blame you. So you had to go replace him with Giannis Antetokounmpo, huh?
Yeah, for now.
Yeah, I guess that's a good substitute, I guess. Jaden, what do you think of Giannis Antetokounmpo? Did I pronounce it right, Sean?
Yes.
Look at that. Shocking. There's Nathan Drake in there. See, Jaden's lucky because he comes from he's in a different generation than all this early stuff. See, this is where it would pave the way for all the rest of us. Well, everyone else. I've been there for a little bit. And Brock Brown is not someone who I, you know, it's funny. I've never had to face Brock Brown. I'm very happy about that because we were on different nights. So I lucked out in having to not deal with Brock Brown.
Yeah. I'm happy to deal with him.
Uh-oh. And here comes the Brockapilla.
Oh boy.
Yeah, of course. And I think that could probably be the end of Nathan Drake as well. I mean, That Brock Brown is 7 foot what? 7 foot nine and about 500 plus pounds. He just did a worm through an elbow. And that didn't enough to get on Nathan Drake, I suppose. Interesting. Well, that is this year's class of our 2023 Hall of Fame. So we congratulate Brock Brown, of all people, and his group of the Social Outcasts, and along with St. Peggy Hannon and Fire and Ice, which I'll send Ed Boone a little thank you thing a little later because he was nice enough to borrow our name. So it was nice of him. So thank them for that and congratulations to them. And in a moment, we're going to be starting to watch currently the new stuff. And, of course, that would be some of the women here as we have – we're kicking things off with one of your matches, JC, one of the early women's tag team matches. Women's match right after that. Look at that. The boxing match, Jaden. Are you excited?
I am excited. I've seen the match before, but I haven't been to it in a while.
It was one of the best matches we had of 2023, and a lot of people, 22 so far. So, you know, it was a pretty big thing.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Now everyone gets to watch it and laugh. I mean, watch it and, you know, celebrate as Nathan Drake taking it to the Toxic Avenger. You know, goes to show you, a lot of people think that when you put this group together and that the Social Outcasts are probably going to have a disadvantage or that they're not as tough as they look. As Sean Awesome and the Awesome Ones found out, not necessarily true. And by the way, Toxie just eliminated Nathan Drake.
Yeah.
Oh, and Stan Lee just got powerbombed. That's probably the end of Stan Lee as well. Maybe not. I don't know why I counted out Stan Lee. Go silly me. Tombstone, that should be the
you
end.
You can never count out Stan Lee.
What the heck? And a lot of people don't know how tough Stan Lee Man Lee is either.
Yeah. I mean, he's like 30 years old, but he's still doing like moonsaults, 450s, and all this.
Yeah. And he's taking Toxic Avengers, so not many people can say that, I suppose.
Yeah.
So Jaden, a lot earlier in his career, he had a tango with the Social Outcasts way back in the day. Jaden, do you remember that match or no? That was a long time ago, in 2022, early.
Which match was it?
Well, it was a while back. That was back when you guys were United States Tag Team Champions. Remember that day? Remember those days?
Yeah, I do actually remember that.
Early days. You guys had to tangle with these Hall of Famers. You had to tangle with Little Sweet and the Noid. So
yeah.
What was it like to step in there with this Hall of Famers?
Yeah, it was... That was a while ago. I forgot about that. But now that you said that, I remember that match.
I almost actually put it on here, except for the fact that, well, then again, the fact that I guess we now know why you went solo, why you're a single superstar now. Well, on the plus side, you're a United States champion, so I guess that's an easy trade. How about that? We got three different champions on the show at one time. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, Sean's the champion on Monday nights. JC is one half of the women's tag team champions. Jaden's the United States champion. So, yeah, I'm the guy who has no title. I just kind of hold everything together. We'll see me a little later on.
Yeah, you
maybe.
Just pop around on match by match.
I just kind of pop around once in a while. I don't need to pop around. Everyone else is time to shine. Little Sweet, I don't know what he was planning on doing there, but he missed his dropkick. Yeah, Jaden had to deal with Little Sweet and the Noid, and unfortunately it was his tag team partner who took the loss on that, and that was the end of the tag team pretty much after that. Is that why the tag team broke up, Jaden? Was it because you guys lost the Social Outcasts?
I think I would agree.
Yeah, you know, I know what that's like to have a tag team partner kind of drops the ball. I get it. It happens. Small potatoes.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you don't have to. You can still be friends with them. It's just, you know, don't want to tag with them anymore. I get it. In there with what was this guy's name again?
What, Camino?
Yeah, oh, Camino. That's right. Yeah, I forgot what your member's name was there. We've been used in 2023. A member's been Giannis Antetokounmpo, so I'm used to that.
Yeah.
And also the awesome ones are in your group, the Blood Brothers. And there goes him, by the way. Camino's out, leaving you and Stan the Man Lee as the sole people alive in this match.
Yeah, but we clean up. We clean up. We're like the two,
oh,
we're like the two powerhouses.
How about the Noid?
Yeah.
Playing the old rope-a-dope with Little Sweet?
Yeah, you see what I mean?
So, JC, what do you think of these characters? Are you happy that you're not in the men's division? You have to deal with such people?
No. I would like to be in that division. I'll take on any and all oncoming. Doesn't matter.
Oh, you know, I'll tell you, you women are tough. Your tag team has been kind of ruthless lately as a whole. Proud have been tag team champions for a little while. Even if you do lose the title, you pretty much make them regret it afterwards, which is the idea of a champion. One of the matches we're about to watch after this is probably the quickest matches. And Jaden took his time taking out Logan Paul in the boxing match. He found out that maybe Logan Paul isn't as tough as he thinks he is. Right, Jaden?
Yeah, I kind of put him in his place a little bit. So
I would say so. Did you drink the Prime? Was that what it was? He was drinking too much Prime. You had water. That's what helped out.
I've actually never tried Prime. So.
You know, it's funny. I have it here, and I don't think I will. Have you tried Prime, Sean?
Yes, I have tried it.
And how is Prime? Because I haven't tried it either.
Not worth it.
Not worth it. JC, have you had Prime?
No, not really.
Yeah, I think I'll stick to water and Gatorade, maybe. That's about it.
Yeah, that'd probably be
amazing.
It's amazing. I love water. Water is a great thing. There's Sean taking it to Little
it
Sweet.
Is.
And can't quite put away Little Sweet, huh? A lot of people. Next time people go watch the Dr. Pepper commercials and you see Little Sweet, you can always remember he's a Hall of Famer now.
No.
And the Noid
yeah,
as well.
That'd be
so
nice.
Everyone who was traumatized by the Noid back in the 80s, the Domino's, spokesman there. Now, next time you see the Noid, you can say the Noid is also a Hall of Famer. Thanks to us. And now you know why we feature real-life people now. Thank you, Jaden, for being a real-life person. There goes, by the way, what happened, you guys cleaning up?
Hey, listen.
And so by the way, okay. Stan the Man Lee was the last one eliminated. Just want to point that out. I guess that's why they're Hall of Famers, huh?
Yeah.
Who did you guys beat? Did any of them lose? Did you guys eliminate anybody? You did, right? Wasn't Annoyed eliminated?
Annoyed.
Well, at least you got rid of the Noid. Of course, Brock Brown and the rest of them, of course, you know, not so much. I mean, Brock Brown was foot 9 and 500 pounds of who knows what was going to happen. I mean, what are you supposed to do?
I mean, like I said, we didn't know what we were supposed to be planning for going into this match. You know, we haven't – I hadn't really dealt with Brock Brown a lot, so I wasn't really prepared for this. But I know now.
Yeah. So now we're going to be getting into the modern day stuff as we're going to be watching one of the women, JC, in action here, the women's tag team champions, defending against Patty and Selma, everyone's favorite sisters from Simpsons. Everyone knows them. Jaden, do you know Patty and Selma?
I'm not aware of them.
They are the sisters of Marge Simpson. On The Simpsons? Did you watch The Simpsons?
Oh, okay.
Of course, this took place in the old...
I've actually never watched it, so...
Oh, you never watched The Simpsons. You're probably better off.
Yeah.
So, JC, you're starting off there with, I don't know if that's Pat, that's Selma, I guess. What do you think of having to face people like Patty and Selma?
Well, I know they're very known for their snarkiness toward Homer, so I'm looking forward to see what they can do with their fighting style. I mean, if they're strong with their snarkiness, you know, I'm pretty sure I'm going to get a workout here with their wrestling.
Right. As my lovely wife, DJ, the lovely Daria Vengeance is in there now, is like only she likes to do, flipping around. And I don't know how she wrestles in heels, but, you know, I guess that's the difference between men and women. I couldn't wrestle in heels. Sean, could you wrestle in heels?
No, I have to be flat.
Yeah, I would imagine. Jaden, you can't wrestle in heels either, right?
No, that would be interesting.
Yeah, I would say so. I think we're all in the same boat on that one. I don't think one of us are wrestling in heels.
That
was anything, a nice takedown. It was. Vicious, by the way, you women. I just got to say, you guys, this is like, what was this? I don't even remember when this was. This was way back in the day. I say you girls aren't always bringing the fight. I can't say that at all. And by the way, that's the end of that. Thanks for coming, Patty and Selma. Back to Springfield they go. At least they don't have to go far. It's a place in Moe's Tavern. So yet another win back in the day for the women's tag team champions. By the way, you're still the women's champions. I almost put the match between you girls and one of your newest rivals, the Queens of Horror, but unfortunately, due to timing, I had to not have that one because that was too long of a match to fit everybody in.
Next time.
Yeah, next time, definitely. Now we get to see good old Jaden in action. So, Sean, have you seen Jaden in action before?
I don't believe I have. Maybe once or twice.
United States champion. Of course, this is before he had
maybe
all
once
the
or twice, like off camera.
What's that?
I don't know. I don't believe I have.
Yeah, this is early days, so. So, Jaden, here we go again. This is the older version of you. You've adapted over the years. This is early in your career. You remember?
I do remember, yes.
Yeah. I think this took place during the 4th of July? No, it was back in July, yeah. It took place in the United States Arena there.
It doesn't feel like it was that long ago, but I guess it was.
It doesn't, huh? It was in 2022. I got the date here. It's 7/24/22. That I remember. This is early. Now Jaden is even more beast now. We'll see that maybe later on. Interesting stuff. Jaden's a boxer, in case you guys didn't know. And now he does. And of course, everyone knows who Logan Paul is, I suppose. I don't know what we classify Logan Paul as. What is Logan Paul? Is he a boxer? Is he a YouTube guy? Is he a wrestler? Is he a... What is Logan Paul?
I think he's an idiot. That's what he is.
Wow.
What do you think, JC? Do you know who Logan Paul is? What does Logan Paul qualify as?
I was gonna say I can't probably technical because that's like he's a little bit of everything because he does a little bit of everything. So I just say technical. Just to put him in a box if we have to.
Yeah. And Jaden, what would you classify Logan Paul as? Is you actually got to step in the ring with him?
I'd have to agree. I think he's a bit of everything in a lot. He boxes. He does WWE, things like that. So I don't think he's like one thing. Maybe just like a social media person, probably influencer.
Uh-huh. And Jaden is a boxer. He's not interested in influencing. He wants to be him. Right, Jaden? You are an influence. You're a positive influence, though. We only have good people on our show. That was a compliment.
Thank you, thank you.
And Logan Paul with an interesting headlock. This is a boxing match, by the way. I guess he forgot about that. I don't know if I've ever seen someone in a boxing match put a headlock on someone.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen Mike Tyson do a headlock to Floyd Mayweather. Well, he never fought Floyd Mayweather, but I know Muhammad Ali didn't do no headlocks. And that's the end of that.
Maybe that was his
mistake. So, Sean, what do you think of Jaden's in-ring style so far?
I'm impressed, honestly. I wouldn't mind if I had to scrap with him a couple of times.
Well, good thing he's on Wednesday nights. You don't have to deal with that yet. You're on Monday nights. You already have one title. But you never know. Never say never. And JC, you don't get to face either one of them, but I'm sure you would love to get your hands on Logan Paul, huh?
Yeah, the Logan Paul match sounds like a good deal. That's what we need. But that doctor will take me on because he thinks he's better, so.
He thinks it. Well, that's okay. Jaden made him real humble real quick. And Logan Paul, again, this is a boxing match. I want to point that out. Logan Paul, someone might want to give him the memo, Logan Paul.
Yeah.
Maybe he missed that memo. Look at that. Disrespect. Should be a fighter, too.
I think.
Well, I think they are tough fighters, actually. I think we did a thing before, but interesting stuff. So you guys excited for coming back in 2023 for an all-new year of all kinds of fun things?
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah. So, Jim, now that you've seen most of the roster and stuff like that, you know, you're still the United States champion. Who do you think your next opponent should be?
That's a tough one. I'm not 100% sure.
Well, I mean, we have a lot of newcomers, too. So, yeah, we have a lot of new people joining the roster this year. So, you'll probably be hungry to take any of them on. Do you prefer, like, a harder challenge, or do you like, you know, making sure you get, like, a nice, easygoing one? That's an interesting elbow, by the way.
I like challenges.
Yeah.
I like, obviously, I'd like to win, but I like challenges as well.
Yeah. Well, I guess in a Muay Thai boxing match I have. And, So Logan falls down after a kick in the face by our United States champion back then. Still a United States champion. went from the tag team division to being a singles wrestler. Which one do you like better?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Would you rather be a tag team guy? They're both pretty fun, so I don't really mind which one, but.
Well, if you had to choose, are you a better singles wrestler than a tag team person?
You lagged out for a second. I can hear what you said.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you a better singles wrestler than you are a tag team wrestler, do you think?
I'm not sure, because I remember a lot of the tag team matches I did, and I'm pretty sure I did pretty well in those. But
it
seems like I've been doing pretty well solo as well, though. So,
yeah.
I guess we'll just have to wait and see how it does in the long run.
I guess so. And, Sean, what do you think? Do you like being a singles wrestler, or do you like teaming up with your group?
I've had fun teaming with my crew a lot, but I feel like being a singles wrestler, I have more opportunity to be a member of my faction.
Uh-huh. And, JC, you're one half of the women's tag team champions, but what do you like? Do you like single wrestling, or do you like tag team wrestling?
That's kind of hard because they all have their good points and bad points. It's kind of inching towards being a tag team wrestler because you can split the time and the energy there equally.
Right.
You know.
It's not solely on
but, you. Know, yeah. But, you know, there is that part of being a singles wrestler because who doesn't want to be champion of the world, pretty much?
Right. Or the United States, like some people, like Ray Clinton. Or champions of the icon, like Sean, currently.
Yes.
By the way, Ryan Kelly watched your match against Damo, as he called him. And he told me that he gave Damo a really good crack, he said. That was words from Ryan Kelly of Celtic Thunder.
Hmm.
And for those people who don't know, Ryan Kelly and Celtic Thunder are a singing group from Ireland, in case you guys don't know, that Sean and I added to the roster. When did we add them? Last year? This year?
I think it was last year.
Well, this year, you know, you had to face in the middle of all your tyrant, went ahead and beat up on JMO, as he calls him, which is Damian McGinty, for those people who don't know. But Ryan Kelly said that they do watch, and they get a really good crack at our matches. Also, as you know, Jack and Tim, the lucky ones, also watch our matches, and they're very much...
You mean the Lucy ones, buddy?
Listen, that's the lucky ones, first of all. I know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So why don't you tell everyone the funny story there, sir, so everyone knows what we're in. Did we lose someone?
No, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. Oh, we lost somebody.
I'm here.
Okay. Oh, I guess Jaden left. Oh, okay. That happens. I know he had some time. Well, he's got to finish up his match, probably. Paul just got humbled by the United States champion. And that is a boxing match. Interesting.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of that boxing match?
It was interesting. Had some new moves for coming from boxing.
So is this your first time?
Yeah, I'd say what you mean.
Yeah. Jaden posing down in here. He's a fitness guy. He likes to do a lot of fitness stuff, stay healthy and stuff, which is a good thing.
Yeah. I can tell. But I wouldn't mind a tangle or two with him.
I bet, huh? That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting indeed.
Down the road.
Maybe sometime later. Who knows?
Yeah, yeah. I'd say so.
If one of us moves shows or anything. But for now, unfortunately, we cannot hustle.
Well, I get it anyway. So the Women's United States, we're going to see the Women's BA champion in action shortly.
So we'll get to see some more of your women, some of the women in the roster there, JC. Are you excited to see some of your future opponents, I'd imagine, right?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this match here.
This is, do you know Sonya Deville? Obviously you know who Sonya Deville is.
Yeah, I know who she is.
Now we get to see Angela Russell. By the way, I don't know if you knew this. Did you know that Angela Russell is actually from your neck of the woods?
Oh, really?
Actually, Angela and Grayson Russell are from Georgia. That's our current BA and current women's BA champions. So you guys aren't far away from each other. So I was wondering if you guys knew each other. I mean, it's probably like everyone else. I mean, we live, I highly doubt you know everyone who lives in Georgia. Just like I don't know everyone in my area either. But yeah, Angela Russell and her son Grayson are both from Georgia.
Oh, nice.
Stuff. So get to see Angela Russell in action here against Sonya Deville, who I know you know who that is.
Oh, yeah. I think I'm like, they're coming into the ring right now, so.
Yep, that's pretty much it. Yeah, that's where Sonya Deville just came into the ring as we're waiting for the champion to come in. So, Sean, have you seen Angela Russell in action yet? What do you see this one?
No, I don't believe I've seen her either. I haven't seen a lot of the new people.
Yeah, look at this entrance. Are you on Angela Russell's entrance?
Yeah, I'm on her entrance.
That's crazy, huh?
Yeah.
Straight out of Street Fighter right there. Get to see some more of the women in action, of course. Interesting stuff. You know, it's interesting. We still have a woman. We have someone on the roster who is undefeated in 3 years. Have you ever heard of anyone in wrestling be undefeated in 3 years?
Yeah.
Of anywhere? Wasn't even Minty. Minty had a pretty good year. Why? Who went undefeated in over 3 years?
Are we talking about just Dream Masters?
No, I'm talking in general. Well, Dream Masters too, but who was undefeated in 3 years?
I mean, Roman Reigns.
Who?
I was going to say that, but I didn't want to say it out there.
Roman Reigns?
Yeah.
Has it been 3 years?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Isn't it 2 years?
Nah. It's been three.
What's interesting is I should have put that match on where we had the best of 2023. The best singles wrestler 22 rather. Because we actually had Roman in there against all you guys. And it's a good thing he's not on our show. He would have been lost a long time ago. What can I say? Our roster has more talent. What can I say? So Sonya Deville's attempt to become women's BA champion. I think eventually what I'm going to have to do is start blending titles in so there's not so many titles.
You mean you're going to start combining titles?
Yeah, you know, joining titles, yeah. So we have one, you know, thing, because some titles are almost the same idea. Like, if you were to blend the BA Championship and the MMA Grand Prix Championship, they're ultimately the same division and on the same night. So might as well just combine the two. And then I don't know how you would do that. And then you'd have to combine all the other ones. The United States, you know, the difference is then what do you do with, you know, other things. But I mean, you can't really, you could combine the U.S. championship and the European championship, do like a global championship, I suppose. So now the world.
You mean like
the universe?
Huh? You mean like a world championship?
Yeah, versus a United. You know, we have a Universal Icon Champion. That's the main. That's the one you currently have. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, but if you were to take the European champion and the U.S. champion and combine those two, then you'd have like a world champion. Global thing, because the universe is obviously bigger than the both the, you know, universe is bigger than that of the world.
Yeah.
As Angela Russell with a guillotine choke on Sonya Deville. By the way, I should mention Angela Russell and Grayson Russell both train in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, as well as Grayson's also a wrestler, like Greco-Roman wrestling champion guy too. So interesting stuff there. Angela is a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu specialist, tire and whatnot.
Ooh, this is nice strikes on his new one. Well, now I got switched over to Angela. Gave him right back to her.
Yeah. Oh, Sonya Deville with a spine buster.
Ooh. God dang.
Good thing you
not
don't have
my spine buster, though.
Huh?
Not
yeah,
as good as my
spine buster,
though.
That's how you beat Damian McGinty. Knocking out Damian McGinty with a spine buster probably broke the kid's back in half. And unlike other places, our title match rules are pinfall submissions, knockouts anywhere in the building. And it would include out there on the floor as well.
Yeah.
So, interesting class.
I'm surprised she had her in a guillotine chokehold. I was like, I'm surprised she didn't tap because she had it in for like a good minute.
Yeah, she should have tapped.
Oh, well, she tapped then. Never mind. This is
and there it is again.
Tapped.
You know what they say, at first you don't succeed, try again.
Mm. That move was, it proved pretty good because it eventually got Sonya in the tap out.
Yeah. I think definitely it loosened her up. And then, you know, she was probably just barely awake when she got out. And that was, and then the second time was just game over. There's nothing you can do about that. I'm not so certain she wasn't out when she let go of her. And now from Mama Vea, Angela Russell, we get to see her son, Grayson, the Super Duck, Russell. And, Shawnee, have you seen the Super Duck yet? He's our current BA champion, by the way. I should mention that. So most likely you wouldn't really see him much because he would be he's on the Friday night. He's one of the people that's why I think I could combine the MMA Grand Prix title and the BA title, because everyone does the same kind of an idea. You have to be pretty hardcore to do both. And they're both on Friday nights. Yeah, we got a bunch of new people coming in this year, too. I bet you're all excited for Ranger Rick, huh? A new character, Ranger Rick. You know, we don't have Rock Brown anymore or anybody like that, but we got Ranger Rick. And guess who else is making a return?
Who?
Clownfish is coming back.
Oh, not again.
Well, he wasn't part of the roster. He wasn't part of the Social Outcast, so he's good.
Yeah, I know.
And now you get to see Grayson Russell. her son, and of course, you know who Sean Connery is, I hope. You know Sean Connery, John? You know Sean Connery. 007.
Yeah, wasn't he? Yeah.
He was Bond.
Was the first one.
Bond. This, by the way, is James Bond's retirement match. Because, you know, Sean Connery is Sean Connery. And, of course, the Super Duck defending against Sean Connery. And
well,
again,
I mean, this is supposed to be his retirement match. He's not really getting much in, is he?
Well, I mean, how old is Sean Connery? Is he even alive? I don't even know. How old is Sean Connery now, since we already talked about how old Stan Lee is?
I don't believe Sean Connery is alive.
Huh?
I don't think Sean Connery is alive.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
The thing is Stan Lee. If Stan Lee is 100, how old is Sean Connery?
I'd say he's probably like, I want to say he's 80 or something.
Is he? Interesting. That's a good question. I don't know how old Sean Connery would be. Because, I mean, Stan Lee, if he would be 100, how old would Sean Connery be?
90, because he was 90 in 2020, so
92.
Yeah, 92.
So he'd be 92?
He passed in,
he'd be
92.
92 years old, Sean Connery. So I guess that's why he's retiring. And, of course, Grayson Russell is, I think he's, what, 12? I think he just turned 12. So
yeah.
I guess youth kind of helps out on that occasion. I mean, as you get older, you do get a little slower in the ring. But then again, you know, he's 007. You know, he likes his drink shaken, not stirred.
Oh. And Grayson
Russell,
not letting
off at all. Uh-oh. That's the end of that, I think. Russell with a jiu-jitsu hold right there, almost like a standing Kimura lock there, Anaconda Vice, and that could be it right there for 007. Likes to drink shaken, not stirred. But you know what? I think out of respect, he let go because he's, you know, no, maybe not. I thought maybe he was going to let him go just because he didn't want the legend to tap out, so he'd rather pin him instead. Sean Connery, ladies and gentlemen, with a sleeper hold on Grayson Russell. I mean, he's, you know, James Bond. I mean, you can't knock James Bond. He's a legend after all, right, somewhere?
I say he's a legend. I wouldn't knock him out.
As Grayson Russell sends the legend Sean Connery to the corner. JC, what do you think of James Bond? Is Sean, who is the best James Bond, do you think?
Oh, man. I was going to say Pierce Brosnan, but then I was like, wait, Daniel Craig's a little bit. I got to say Pierce Brosnan, because I kind of sort of remember Sean Connery.
He was the original Bond,
but,
I believe, with Sean Connery. So, Pierce Brosnan was the most, wasn't he the longest Bond, Pierce Brosnan?
No, that would be Sean Connery.
Oh, he was the longest. Okay, yeah, Sean would know. Yeah, Sean Austin would know. He's a big Bond fan.
Mm-hmm.
And, sir, who do you think the best Bond is, since you're a Bond guy? The Bond expert.
I just go with Daniel Craig.
Uh-oh. As James Bond, 007, went to grab a baseball bat. It is for the BA title, after all. There's a DDT for his troubles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anytime I've ever seen anyone introduce a weapon in the ring, it's usually 90% of the time backfire on the person who introduces it.
I mean, it's Bond this time, so I'm sure it won't happen.
Yeah, well, muscle. And now he's James Bond. There's a reversal by the young man from Arizona, from good old Georgia, like I mentioned. So, yeah, he's from Georgia, JC. Is this how most people in Georgia are? That's pretty tough.
Yeah. I would say, definitely.
Are you excited about the new Von Erich movie, JC? Have you heard about it?
I've heard about it. I kind of want to save my my critique of it when it comes out to see it. I've seen, like, clips of it, and you know, behind the scenes, which sometimes, it, you know, you see the behind the scenes and think it's good, then the movie comes out, and it's like,
it is, yeah, I agree with that.
So I want to wait until I actually see it.
Right. And that was the end of James Bond, courtesy of our current BA champion. I had a couple choices for that, for his matches, and I went with the shortest one, which was James Bond. Plus, it's James Bond.
Oh, boy.
In the last little bit, he's beaten James Bond, the Grinch, and Sam from Trick or Treat. he's lacked up quite a bit of... and then over the holidays, Grayson just defeated Krampus.
Krampus. All right.
Krampus. Well, during our holiday show, Grayson needed a new challenge. So since he's already defeated everybody else, he should, you know, good old Krampus challenged him, and that proved not to be a good idea. Because champion, Grayson Russell.
Hey, I'll. As much as I enjoy this, I really do. I'm going to have to cut out early. Got my uncle stopping by, so I want to get prepared for that. But I did enjoy our time watching these.
Yeah, this is a lot of fun and whatnot. So I appreciate you coming and joining us. I got another woman in action, but, yeah, I got you there. This is our undefeated Duchess Lana King, we're about to say. But, JC, it was a pleasure having you on again. And we'll have to have you a little bit later at some point.
Okay, yeah, definitely. Whenever you start this again, just let me know.
Also, you know, we're going to be doing our show soon, and we may have to have you come back to the F-World headquarters again to do a review and talk about what's coming for the upcoming new game that's coming out. We're going to need new software for this game and what your predictions are, huh?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, you can do that.
All right, cool deal. Well, JC, you have a great night now. Take care now.
All right. You too. Thanks. Bye.
Sean, say goodbye to JC.
Bye. Have a good night.
And then there was two. And then there's more coming. Don't worry. Well, it's getting late. What's the matter?
Back to the original two.
Yeah, back to the original two, right. The Jazz and Sons of the Jazz and Sons remasters and stuff. And then other people will be calling in eventually. I know a lot of people are going to be late, they said. So it happens. JC said, thanks for coming on. Appreciate that. It was fun so far. Yeah. And so far, so good. So, you know, I miss these arenas, by the way. I wish we had these arenas still.
Well, you can always rebuild them.
I don't know if they could build this arena. Do you see it? The Annabelle match with the Duchess?
I'm on the Annabelle match, but...
What match you won? Yeah, Annabelle, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you could build that arena. That's a nightclub.
Yeah, they're fighting in a nightclub.
That's a nightclub. They're fighting in a nightclub.
Yeah.
That was from the older game that, you know, tanked. The arenas were really cool. It was just the rest of the game was trash.
Yeah.
2023 is going to be interesting, too. I don't know what they're going to do with that. I know we're going to be bringing a bunch of people in. I have a lot of people I got to do the building still. And we already have a good roster in a way. Yeah, we got new original characters. We got Ranger Rick coming in. He's a raccoon, half-pot raccoon and a part ranger. I was going to team him with another person named Ranger Andy, but I didn't do that because we had enough tag teams. It was going to be a tag team, and the name of the tag team, you guessed it, was going to be the Rescue Rangers. And they were going to be villains, so I didn't think that would work, so I didn't do that. But Ranger Rick...
The Rescue Rangers.
Rescue Rangers, right, because they're both Rangers. It was Ranger Rick Yellowstone and Angel and Ranger Andy Blackstone. Both are national park areas, so I thought it was funny.
Ranger Rick, by the way, you probably don't remember because I don't know if they had those magazines when you were young, when by the time you were there. We had them when we were kids. Ranger Rick was a nature magazine we had. It was kids. They had like a lot of animal stuff in it. It was like a camping magazine for boys and stuff like that when it was in school. Ranger Rick was the mascot. It was called the name of the magazine was called Ranger Rick, and they had it was a raccoon. Yeah. Who was kind of who was dressed up as a park ranger. So, you know, his name was Ranger Rick. So I said, I'm going to build a new one called Ranger Rick, and it's going to be hysterical. Have you seen the Duchess, Lana King? This is the Duchess, and she's undefeated in 3 years on her show.
Yeah, I've watched, like, a couple of her matches.
Yeah, she hasn't lost yet. It's crazy. And as you know, we don't control it, so...
Well, I mean, I didn't lose, so I'm still going.
Yeah. Yeah, you're still a champion so far.
Well, I'm undefeated, so.
That's the end of that match. DJC, Duchess just did a Canadian destroyer knocked out Annabelle. So now the MMA Grand Prix Championship. Have you seen the MMA matches yet? This is one of our MMA matches.
Oh, Leo the Bull Curtis.
Leo the Bull Curtis and Anthony, the Hunter Adele. He's one of the Adele boys, which last December I had them, and they were part of the show in 2022. All honesty, the Adele's had a great year this year. We had an MMA tournament in June, and at that point, the youngest Adele we had was Ty the Devil Adele. Mm-hmm. They're all MMA fighters, by the way. And wrestlers and also a bunch of other sports that they do. But anyway, but Anthony and Adele, they do a lot of sports, and they are champions of almost all. And they're all younger than us, so it's crazy how they're monsters. But the youngest at that point we had, it was Ty Adele. He won the MMA Grand Prix tournament we had back in June, which we're going to do again this year. But now we have even more, bunch of fighters for that. And then this is Anthony Adele. He's the oldest of the Adeles. He just, this is his first time challenging for the MMA Grand Prix Championship. And Lavelle Curtis, you're probably familiar with, we've had him before, and he's been a champion off and on for a little while. He's out of the UK.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of his matches you showed me.
Yeah, he's a beast. And, of course, we just got a new... I don't know how much longer we're going to be. We got some more time here, I guess. It's not that much. I know people are going to be late or whatever. But what I'm going to do is, if you want, it's just you and I here. After this match, let's watch the tag team match that's next, which is the Legends and the Predator and the Terminator. We'll watch the revenge match between Walker Campbell and Macaulay Culkin. And then what we'll do is we'll watch the last two matches after that. We'll skip over and then go to the last two matches. So that way they would make sure we got enough time. Does that sound good? All right, cool. So this, the tag team match, it's right after this, I think. Yeah.
Yep.
And then the Walker Campbell Macaulay Culkin match, because that's the payback match. And then we'll go to the last two matches, which is Noah and Freddie Prinze Jr. in another MMA match. And then, of course, the main event, which is the end. Actually, then again, after this match, why don't we watch the main event instead? Because that'll probably make the most sense. Because I have 49 minutes left of the podcast, and that match is 40 minutes. Then again, we might want to go watch that now so we have time to get that in. What do you think?
Yeah.
Because this match here is 9 minutes. We're not going to have time to watch this whole thing. So why don't we watch the main event instead, and we'll go back and watch the others. Does that sound good? So go to the last match. So you got the last match going? We'll start from the beginning of the last match. So let me know where you are in that match.
It's loading up now.
All right, I'm gonna wait until you get there. Let me know when you get to see the show start. Okay.
I'm on the Iron Man stage introduction.
Huh?
I'm on the stage introduction.
All right, cool. All right, yeah, watch that.
Like it says Washington D.C. up top.
All right, good. Yeah, that's what you want. That's fine. And you can see the
Hollywood Fitness coming to the ring, because this is a big deal in this match. Because basically the outcome of this match, either Jazz Fitness or Sean Jazz Stevens wasn't coming back in 2023. So that's what the implication of this match was. Now, what you didn't get to see, which you should, is on that same show, a little earlier in the show, Macaulay Culkin and Freddie Prinze Jr. attacked Walker Campbell, who had a match up a little while ago. And there's Macaulay Culkin and everybody. Mm-hmm. Seth Green, of course, is in that group, too. But they attacked Walker Campbell 2-on-1, Macaulay Culkin and Freddie Prinze Jr. And we had to find a replacement partner real quick. So you'll get, that's where we're at with this one.
Is that Hurricane Helms?
Huh? No, that's Seth Green.
Who was that? That makes sense, I guess.
Yeah. Him and Macaulay Culkin are Hollywood Fitness. So they think they're him of that. It's Hollywood Fitness, is Jazz Fitness, Macaulay Culkin, Freddie Prinze Jr., and Seth Green is Hollywood Fitness. And on my team, we got these guys. These are the United States Tag Team Champions currently. JoJo, the bodybuilder, and Philip Ricardo, Jr., the legends. And are you watching them come to the ring right now? Is that where you're at, or what?
Yeah, I'm watching the entrances right now.
Whose entrance right now are you seeing?
JoJo.
Okay, the legends, okay. Making sure. Yeah, they're attacking. That's Philip Ricardo Jr. and they're bodybuilding here. Actually, you're going to see them next year, this year anyway, I think. Yeah, pretty certain. Yeah. And, of course, we also, the last person is the surprise partner that we had to get because they attacked Walker Campbell. So we had to get a surprise tag team partner, which was Noah the Nightmare Tyndall from the UK, who is supposed to be joining us here today eventually. And he's a little late because they're on the outside of the pond. While I'm asking you, because you're the video game guy and you're this expert stuff, so using this technology, wouldn't it be possible to do this show with a person on the PlayStation? Do you know what I mean? There's Noah. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm thinking.
You know what I mean, right? So you know how you can do a voice chat thingy with the game?
Yeah.
All right. So and with a PlayStation, you could do screen share, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now here's my question. As long as you're in the PlayStation, community, can't you talk to someone within the PlayStation community?
Yeah, you can talk to someone.
And if I share my screen with him, wouldn't he be able, and we just kind of do like, do you remember the time we did that once before to do this show? From where you were, where I was, you watched the show from where you were, and we called it like that. Remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. Theoretically, I could do it that way, right? With a person?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
You do it like that. You just got to make sure they're able to see what you're seeing.
Right. Now, here's the other question for you. Can a person with a PS5 see something with a person with a PS4 has? Remember, this game is also cross-gen as well. This can be as across all gens, so all platforms, I suppose,
yeah.
Right?
I don't know.
Hmm. Okay. Can a person with a PS5 talk to someone with a PS4?
I believe so, yeah, because my friend has a PS5.
Okay. Can you play games with him?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Yeah, as long as the game's compatible, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, that's what I figured. Because I think what I'm going to do is some of the people who can't make it today, I might be doing like a makeup thing where I'm going to put some matches together and have them call over it while we're doing it on the PlayStation. As long as they're on the PlayStation, it shouldn't be an issue, right?
Yeah, it wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, I don't think so. See, this is what Sean Awesome brings to the table, folks. He knows the technology stuff. He knows the video game stuff. I only know everything else.
I'm all right about it. Why do you got flags on your ass?
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
You got the American and Irish flag on your ass.
Well, I am Irish and American, by the way.
All right, but you put them on your ass?
Listen. No, I don't put them on my ass. They're on the tights. And by the way, I'm not wrestling in that. It's just my to the ring gear.
Yeah, but to the ring, you have you have those flags on your ass.
No. And JoJo the Bodybuilder is starting things off with Macaulay Culkin. And JoJo's a strong young man, I'll tell you that. They're all powerhouses. You're lucky. You did almost everything at once. Uh-oh. And there's a thingamabob there. This is our first of its kind, by the way. I just invented this new match. This is an Iron Man Team Warfare match. So basically, you know how a Team Warfare match normally goes by elimination? So basically, whatever team has the most falls within the allotted time, they're the ones who win. So that's how this match is.
So it's just an 8-man Ironman match.
Basically. But it's team warfare style. So whichever team has the most falls, and remember the premise of this is the loser, whatever team loses, if the Hollywood Fitness loses, Jazz Fitness can't come back. But if the F4L loses, Sean Jazz Stevens can't come back for 2023.
All right.
So whichever team has the most falls within the 30-minute mark will decide. And the ways you pick up the falls are by, you know, pinfalls and submissions. I couldn't do knockouts because then they would let me do the Iron Man thing for some reason. At least I don't think they did.
Well, I guess
even
that's
though
how everyone needs
war
to pronounce soccer.
What's that?
Well, I guess that just means no one's going to be soft.
Yeah. Springboard. But also, you know, it's very much a clear winner then, though, too, when you do it that way. Face first into the thing there. Tag to Philip Ricardo Jr., another natural bodybuilding champion. That's, of course, Freddie Prinze Jr. Do you know Freddie Prinze Jr.?
No, I've never heard of him.
He's an actor. He was in Scooby-Doo. Live-action Scooby-Doo. He was Fred. He was Fred.
Oh, he was Fred?
Yeah, he was in a bunch of other things, too. Once you see him in that, you probably notice him from other things, too. But then again, I don't think you saw him in He was in like one of those rom-coms called She's All That. I don't think you saw that, though. But you know him, you know him from Scooby-Doo. He was Fred. He was also a writer for the WWE for a long time, too. He's got a new movie on Netflix.
He was?
It's like a holiday. It's one of those Hallmark movies that you like. And that's Noah, by the way, in the ring.
No.
By the way, he's... He said yesterday he's 12. He'll be 13, I guess, in a couple. This is pandemonium. This referee is terrible, by the way. I just want to point that out. This referee is atrocious.
Look, I'm sure he's just doing his best. You just don't know that yet.
Well, I do. This referee is terrible. He can't keep the order. Everyone is going out of disarray. And Noah picks up our first point. And so I don't know if you can keep track of if you can see all the falls yet or not. Keeps track of everyone's points. And the idea is whoever gets the most points.
Yeah, I see. Someone has. Who has one point right?
That's Noah. the person we got as our kind of our last minute replacement. He stepped up. He got our point, our first point. Freddie Prinze Jr. is also a martial artist, by the way. He studied martial arts as a younger person before he got into acting.
Yeah.
Which is why he's in the gi. The only one in the gi. He thinks he's...
Put some shoes on it.
It's a pink gi, but yeah.
Yeah, put some shoes on him.
Put some shoes on him. He's kicking. He can't be able to have no
shoes.
Listen, that's right up there with, like, you know, trying to talk about, like, Tom Daly and guys like that coming in and, you know, Ivan the Dolphin Shark. They don't wear shoes when they swim or dive. And
yeah, they do.
Shoes.
They have flippers.
They're not flippers. They don't use flippers when they swim.
Well, they need shoes, so put shoes on.
They don't need shoes. And it's Freddie Prinze Jr. trying to do his own thing here. And like the other matches, pinfalls and submissions count anywhere in the ring or out of the ring, whatever. As Noah with Freddie Prinze Jr. up, the 12-year-old just power bombs Freddie Prinze Jr. spine first on the ape on the barricade to pick up another point for us. So Noah's up 2-0 on the other Hollywood Fitness. Is a Freddie Prinze Jr. with the elbow to the back of the head. And he gets an earfall for it. 40 minutes this match was. Where are we at now?
Yeah, 40 minutes of nothing.
It's a match. 20 minutes left in this match. As you can see, the little clock thing. And there's 36 minutes left of this podcast. That's even more fun. Yeah, so what I'm thinking about doing is using the PlayStation platform. I'm going to have people, as long as they have a PlayStation, connect, right? And I'm going to do like a superstar showcase. So, like, I'll have people come on, and I'll have a bunch of matches. I'll just do the share screen thing, and we'll talk about those matches and do like a superstar showcase in between the three shows I do a month. What do you think?
Be cool.
That's a good idea, right? I thought so.
Yeah.
And then I'll just upload them right on the YouTube right afterwards. And so there should be no issues there because I have no issues uploading the YouTube. Uh-oh. Freddie Prinze with a pile driver. Package pile driver. Vicious maneuver, as Vince McMahon would say. Devastating maneuver.
Destructive. Devastating maneuver.
Good God Almighty, he's got a family.
Back off, he's got to be broken in half.
He is broken in half. He's stomping a mud hole in him and walking it dry.
Oh, my God.
That killed him.
You're going to kill him out there, damn it.
Uh-oh. Got him by the throat now. And Freddie Prinze gets a choke slam. I wonder if how Freddie Jr. likes the fact that Noah just wiped it, just destroyed him. Yeah.
Sure, he won't mind.
Yeah, right. No, he probably wouldn't. He would probably think it was funny, Freddie Prinze Jr. He does watch our shows once in a while.
Yeah.
Freddie Prinze Jr. off the ropes. Of course, can't do a regular people's elbow. People's moonsault.
It was a people's moonsault. That's what that was.
That was a people's moonsault, apparently. And this Seth Green to come in. Seth Green trying to pretend he's Hurricane, I guess. So now Jazz Fitness won't be back next year, but that doesn't mean that Freddie Prinze Jr. and company won't be. Macaulay Culkin, Seth Green, and Seth Green very well could come back. I don't know how well they're going to do it out there, fearless leader. Speaking of which, I just got Jeff and just dropped on his head.
Boink.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the fearless leader, huh?
Yeah. And meanwhile, in the corner over there, you can't really see it, but Seth Green.
Yeah, Seth is. Who is he scrapping with over there?
That's Philip Ricardo Jr.
Oh.
You should be able to see it. Yeah, call him the action.
Why don't you?
Yeah, no, he's going to town on him over here.
Are you about to submit?
No, Jazz Fitness didn't submit, did he? Oh, you might have. By the way, Noah's up 4-0. By the way, I just want to point that out. Freddie Prinze Jr. has 2, apparently.
Yeah, I don't know when that happened.
They're outside the ring, I guess. And Jazz Fitness having a rough time with Noah. And Noah's got him up against the ropes.
Yeah, unfortunate for him.
Jazz Fitness should have, you know, used that Detroit Oreo driver sooner. Maybe it would have been all set. Here comes JoJo the Bodybuilder in again. New gear, by the way. All this is new gear for everybody, almost. Except for, this is actually...
It'd be nice if some of them had, like, you know, pants.
Uh-oh. What did you say? Pants?
It'd be nice if some of them had pants.
They have pants? Who doesn't have pants?
Ricardo doesn't have any pants.
Bodybuilder. He wears bodybuilding attire. Speedos and such.
That doesn't mean he's exempt from wearing pants.
He wears pants sometimes. This is only one of his
attire.
Sometimes.
He's clearly not wearing it now.
He's wearing his bodybuilding speed attire.
Yeah.
And no,
you got saved there by
Yeah, right?
Brutal. Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, brutal, that asshole. Macaulay Culkin. And now, Fitness starting to act like Fitness again. Backbreaker coming up. And then, that ought to be interesting. Here goes me versus Jazz Fitness. Springboard. Cutter. Once out of there, and here he goes. He's out. Here comes Freddie Prinze Jr. back in the ring. Freddie Prinze Jr. is probably the most impressive person on Hollywood Fitness. And there's the deep fried Oreo driver. I mean, there's the Black Rose. For those people who have never seen the Black Rose, that's what it is. And there's the cover. And there's Jazz Fitness being a jackass. Because, I mean, there's huge implications here, remember?
Yeah, the captain has to leave.
Yeah, if Jazz Fitness loses, he's got to be gone. But Jazz Vengeance leaves, Sean Stevens leaves, he's got to be gone. And then everyone's got to deal with Hollywood Fitness and Jazz Fitness. As Culkin now in there dresses his as only he can. Glad he dressed up for the occasion. Well, he's wearing pants anyway. That should make you happy, huh?
Yeah, what are you also
now,
what are you
out
doing
of curiosity,
over here?
What is Jazz Fitness doing right now? Is that a new exercise?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
He's trying to stay in shape?
Probably. Maybe he's just trying to get his head back in the game, but I don't think that'll help him.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Call him with a one count. Well, that was impressive, one count, all that. Oh, there's a Culkin KO there.
Yeah.
And nope, no fall for that either. Thanks, JoJo, for saving me on that one. But there's a Culk KO for him, line balls.
Yeah, he's just hitting everyone with one of them.
And Culkin out of the high rent district. And
what the
heck
was that?
That was a whatever. That was a very interesting high, almost flying halfway across the ring.
Yeah. Now he's got Ricardo.
Indeed.
Knocked him out a bit.
So, Jaden is got disconnected, unfortunately, due to the thing. He's just letting me know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just letting them know that if he wants, he can call in for the last, 28 minutes. How much left this match left? 17 minutes?
Yeah, it's only 17 minutes left of the match.
to see Macaulay Culkin doing backflips in the corner. I just gotta say though, you guys gotta start getting your points up. No one's
What's
destroying
up?
All of you guys.
What is it? Uh oh.
You guys gotta start getting some points.
The Black Rose on Macaulay Culkin. Black
yep.
Rose is locked in. That damn Seth Green. See you later. Thanks for coming. Oh, he's getting measured.
Dressed up like the hurricane.
He's getting measured. The Black Rose is coming in again. And there it is, the Black Rose again.
Oh, look at that. You guys have a point, finally. Oh, wait, no. Not yet. You guys are destroying the other team.
Well, honestly, Noah was the one who held it all down together, really. Noah's got most of out of any of us, but the whole team as a whole is doing pretty
good.
Yeah,
Noah's got 4 points.
Oh, Culkin lands on his feet.
And, of course, let's not worry about the pinfall, but Ricardo grappling, who was that again?
Which one? Culkin?
Him.
Freddie Prinze Jr.
Oh, Freddie Prinze Jr., right, yeah.
Fred from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, Fred and, Jones.
And I think I got my first pinfall, I think, finally, on set, on Macaulay Culkin. Pretty much everyone on our
yeah,
team
you've
got
had
one fall apiece, and then Noah got like four alone, or maybe more than that. I don't know, I lost count. Freddie Prinze Jr., I'm looking at here. Freddie Prinze Jr. has, what is that, three?
He has 2 points.
Three for Freddie Prinze Jr. as JoJo the Bodybuilder with a German release suplex, and as me to pick up the pieces. That's a rough time, man. Macaulay Culkin's getting batted around. Ouch. He got a German
yeah,
suplex.
Yeah, he's in bad
JoJo
territory right now. He's got to tag out quick.
Here comes a shadow kick coming up. Shadow kick on the money, and that would have been it.
Freddie is in there to save it, though.
Yeah, Freddie Prinze, everyone's, you know, doing their best to try to keep everyone alive, but thanks for coming, Freddie. Get out of my ring, says JoJo. And now Culkin getting measured for another Black Rose. And the only person looks like on the apron is Jazz Fitness. And JoJo now with a double choke slam to Freddie Prinze Jr. on the inside. The damn cameraman sucks. The referee's terrible.
Yeah, let's
keep
not
in order.
Focus on the crucial match inside. Let's focus on the guy getting chokeslammed outside.
Where it won't matter. Uh-oh, this is Steven's curse. To Jazz Fitness, who is not the legal man. It's Culkin.
Yeah.
Or, nope, going to do a little work on Jazz Fitness. Look at that, doing the dirty deeds. Look at that. Maggots. Everyone hit me at all at once.
This is the guy who had a desire to beat up on Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, what's up?
This is the guy who let his entire team beat up on Macaulay Culkin.
I didn't beat them up. I had nothing to do with it. Everyone did their own thing. As
yeah.
I'm looking to go to tag.
You're the leader.
Culkin's very excited for himself. Here comes Noah. He won't be so excited. There's another rear naked choke. See you later, Culkin. There's Seth Green to come to save this. Philip Ricardo Jr. getting
Ricardo
rid of him.
Ricardo to kick him.
There's Freddie Prinze Jr. interfering now, too.
You know, if your team was just a bit faster, you guys would have more than 5 points combined.
Yeah, really. As Culkin trying to isolate. Oh, he's trying to keep Noah into the corner, but Noah's smart enough to know not to go in the corner. He knows better.
Yeah.
He's already caught on. He was on our show way back when we first started doing this, and we just brought him back for 2023. But I said, you know what, I'm going to debut him early. And there's a gut-wrench powerbomb by the 12-year-old to Macaulay Culkin, Home Alone star.
and picks up
and
another
no,
girl.
No, 5'3".
Yeah, 5'5", ladies and gentlemen. Be lucky you're not on the roster with him.
Oh,
way,
Noah?
Yeah, Noah. You're lucky you don't have to face him in the
Is
ring.
Is he on Friday?
Yeah, he'll be on Fridays. By the way, spoiler, the match just before this, that is on this playlist, you should go back and watch that later. That's Noah. This is after this match. That was from the 24th. Noah challenged Freddie French Jr. for the MMA Grand Prix Case of Fate. So, in other words, if Freddie French Jr. had the Case of Fate, but because Freddie French Jr. on the Hollywood Fitness side of things was probably the best person on there, he felt some kind of way about it, so he challenged Noah to a MMA match for the MMA Grand Prix title Case of Fate. So you know what those are. So go back and watch that. You want to see some interesting stuff because you know how the Case of Fate works. But again, that's not something you have to worry about. That's something the MMA Grand Prix champion has to worry about. Another powerball from Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah.
Did you get another
Don't
fall?
I have
or...
to deal with one?
What's up? Yeah, everyone
Don't
has
I have
one.
To deal with one?
Yeah, everyone has one. Everyone has Not everyone, just certain people. You can only have four people to have one on at a time. Currently, the person who wants yours is KD Smooth. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
He won an off-air ladder match to win that. So you got to have your eyes on the swivel because KD Smooth might want to take your title at some point. He's on your roster. Along with his smooth operators. His faction. Right now it's him.
Smooth operator.
That's the name of KD Smooth's faction. It's him, LeBron James, and Eminem. That's his smooth operators right now. They're gonna give the awesome ones a run for their money.
No, we'll be fine. We'll have to deal with them.
As Noah trying to break everything that is Macaulay Culkin. And remember, we had to get Noah as Noah's our replacement teammate because remember our original one was out, got injured. Remember. Earlier in the night.
Yeah, Noah's the replacement.
Yeah, he was our last minute stand-in surprise partner, and Philip Ricardo Jr. did a triple A thing, and of course Seth Green just stopped another fall. It would have been another fall, and there goes Seth Green for his troubles. Thanks for coming, Power Slam. Thanks for coming, Seth Green.
Buddy.
Back to Family Guy. See you later, Robot Chicken. That's what we need. I need to bring back Robot Chicken. Uh-oh. Is JoJo in? No,
he's good. He can stay retired.
I didn't really get to see a lot of the tag team offense when they were doing this time. Oh, I spoke too soon. I guess they can do some tag team offense. Flying Freddy.
I just got to say, this is why I like working alone. All this insurance crap, I'm not doing it.
Well, you got several people with you. You got Giannis Antetokounmpo. You got the Blood Brothers, Damian and Philip Awesome. You got, not Philip Awesome, but Damian. Yeah, you got Philip Awesome, Damian Payne, the Blood Brothers. You got Giannis Antetokounmpo. You got you. And coming back in 2023, you're going to have Stan the Man Lee holding everyone down. So, holding everyone back. Mm-hmm. So you should be all right.
Who knows? Maybe this year I'll see if I can get Kamina to come back.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, by the way, I should tell you that Maniac Mike has been built and is waiting for his in-ring debut. As in Rita's Mike. Because I didn't know his last name. Do you know his last name?
I believe it's Lewis.
Yeah, that's what Mom said, too. But right now it's... So his wrestling name right now is
Rowdy Magic Mike is his name.
Magic Mike.
Rowdy Magic Mike.
Rowdy Magic Mike.
Rowdy Magic Mike. Yep, that's Mike.
I think you should change that.
I agree. Now I know his name is Lewis. I can shorten it up a little bit. Well, you got to see him in action. You have to see him in action. You'll probably see him soon, though. I'm probably going to have it during the Random Melee Palooza 2023, which is next year. Which, by the way, you're going to have to do with me on the show. We can do it like we did the other one. You could do it from where you are, and I can do where I am if you want to do it that way. It'll make it easier. Hey, out of curiosity, how many people can talk on a PlayStation thing at the time for the game chat thing? Do you know?
Well, you can have 16 people in a party.
How many people in a party?
16.
16. I don't think I'll get 16 people, but that would be that. So theoretically, if I was to get, say, a few people who have PlayStation who call in during the melee, that would be interesting, wouldn't it? Magic Mike is going to be making his debut. Also, Princess Catherine has been rebuilt, too. And do you know the other Mike's name?
No, I don't know hers.
Yeah, I'm going to make it. I did make Leanne, though, finally. Leanne's been made. She could be added to the women's division. Yeah, so now we have everyone over there made. And there's a spear by Joe, who's also a football guy.
Yeah. He's taking my moves.
No, your spear is different than that. And there's a Noah.
Yeah.
Noah's not going to be stupid. He's not going to waste no time. He's going to pin Freddie Prinze Jr. after the spear. He knows Freddie's done.
I would do that.
Yeah, smart. And there's Phil Picardo Jr. just coming in and make sure. That's a good teamwork right there.
Yeah, he'll just stare down at Macaulay Culkin and separate.
And there is another choke slam. And there's another submission. Freddie Prinze Jr. had a rough time enough. Another. How many points does Noah have? Can you see?
Six.
6 points for Noah. Everyone else on the team has at least one. There's a Culkin KO, though.
I just find it funny that Noah is supposed to be your guys' replacement. And he's carrying your team.
He's our surprise partner, yeah. He's our surprise entry. We had to reach out.
Well, clearly he's a surprise.
We had to go all the way across the pond to go find a replacement partner for our injured friend, Walker Campbell. And, of course, Noah was happy enough to step up and join the rank. And as you can see, it turned out to be a smart decision.
Really?
And some tag team offense. Yeah, actually, you should watch.
I don't think so.
You should watch the show on the back on the 14th, because that's when this all took place. It was kind of funny. So when Freddie Prinze Jr. and Macaulay Culkin came out and attacked Walker Campbell, who was about to sing for everybody, and he was out supposedly. And I'll tell you, though, he almost beat them both by himself. But they ended up getting the dub and knocked him out. So, of course, that's what led into having us try to find another replacement partner. So we got Noah as our surprise tag team partner to team up with the United States Tag Team Champions and I. The idea is I can't have anybody else who's already been on the show. So people like Jaden was already had defended, and other people who would normally go there were already occupied. So luckily,
yeah.
I had to go all the way across the pond to go get him in.
As now every member of Sean's team now has a point.
Dream Masters, icons. Who are you talking to? Who's that? Who's that? Everyone has a team. Yeah. Everyone has
a point now.
Everyone
has a point on your team.
Yep, 4L, yep. Everyone has a point now. Yeah. By the way, I want to point out, Jazz Fitness, the captain of the opposite, is not doing so well.
He's not doing anything.
I don't think he's gotten any falls, Jazz Fitness, at all. And remember, this is his career.
No, he has zero.
If anything, Freddie Prinze Jr. and Macaulay Culkin are more invested than he is.
Clearly.
Oh, my. There's a Seth 1-9 by Seth Green. And there's a, then he catches Noah with a head and says, look at that, picking fights with everybody, Seth Green.
For what reason? He can just go in and pin Ricardo.
Well, another one that hadn't heard is me. Well, meanwhile, he's leaving. Philip Ricardo Jr. now is starting to yelp, wasting valuable time, and that's probably why they lose. All showing off with Seth Green. Did you see that or no?
Yeah.
So he takes down Philip Ricardo Jr., who would have been smart to go for a fall, but instead he goes and does a surprise attack on Noah instead. And obviously the idea is that Noah is probably the biggest threat, but why wouldn't you go for the fall ahead of time?
I would have just taken the fall, and then I would have kicked Noah's ass.
If he was going to try, yeah, but he wasn't. He didn't try.
Yeah.
Well, then,
I think the team is selling on purpose.
You think it was an inside job, maybe? Did they purposely
tank maybe.
Because they want to get rid of their leader?
Yeah.
This is Green with an interesting move there. That's possible, huh? Uh-oh. And Jazz Fitness picks out me, and there's Noah. Get a little retribution on Seth Green. Send him to the corner.
Yeah.
But he's still in the corner.
Seth Green got a fall.
Is the tag. Everyone's been in the match, but the only people who seem to be doing anything on Hollywood Fitness's style is, you know, everyone who's not Jazz Fitness.
Yeah.
Phil Ricardo Jr. with
Jazz is the only one. He's barely done anything in the match.
I haven't seen him do anything impressive other than, prolong his departure. He's interfered several times.
Yeah, just like the...
What the hell, Culkin? Culkin getting all hot.
Like
look at that. That was a move. Culkin, all that maneuvering to get rid of Philip Ricardo against JoJo. And remember, his tag team partner's in the ring. I guess he thought he was going to be okay. Uh-oh, watch out. That's the end of Macaulay Culkin. Thanks for coming. Back to the Big Apple. Freddie Prinze Jr. is awful long on his feet, belly to belly. Phillip's going to get rid of everybody. Just take them both out.
Yeah.
There he goes, removing the
He's
trash.
He's trying to clean up shop here.
Taking the trash out. He goes, uh-oh, Prince is getting measured again. He's up. Up. Oh, and there's another one. Philip Ricardo giving the
going
triple
for a second
A.
one.
And Philip Prinze Jr. again. And meanwhile, there is 6 seconds left of this match. So maybe the Hollywood Fitness can pull up the win in 6 seconds. Oh, no, wait.
Oh, no, who would have thought?
Huh?
Who would have thought? They didn't.
Who would have thought? Oh, my. So,
unfortunate.
Yeah, needless to say, I think and when Philip Ricardo Jr. himself said that Noah was actually the one who carried the whole thing, he was like the MVP of the team. Everyone at least on my team got a fall, but Noah definitely stepped up and was the one who was the MVP of the whole team.
I would say.
Yeah, so, yeah, you're lucky enough to deal with Noah. He's on Friday nights. But, spoiler, he does have the case of fate for the MMA Grand Prix Championship.
I'm not scared of him.
Well, you don't have to worry about it. He's not going after you. You have to worry about KB Smooth and the Smooth Operators.
Listen. I've dealt with the social outcast. I've dealt with Hall of Famers. I won't be scared of KB Smooth and his Smooth Operators, okay?
And that's true. So right after this, we can close out on the watch-along. Close out the thing as we wrap things up kind of here, because I think that's the end of that playlist. All right.
Yeah.
Well, that was different, huh?
Yeah, that was new.
Yeah, I'd say so. So there was some fun moments here, and we had some awesome guests also. And, 2023 is going to be full of all kinds of crazy things as well. Unfortunately, we tried to get a bunch of other people together, and unfortunately, some people had issues with technicality. Still working on getting resolution to the people over the UK. I don't know what the issue is there. But I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to start doing that the Superstar Showcase where I'll have people do that and kind of a thing going down the road. So, Sean Awesome, after watching the 2023, what do you have to say for all of that?
Well, honestly, it was a great time watching back all of those old matches, recalling some old rivalries, I'd say. But all in all, I can't wait to get started in 2023 the right way and going into the year as champion. And hopefully by the end of the year, I'm still holding the championship.
Yeah, well, we'll see about that. I guess the new stars coming in there. You better watch out for Walker Campbell when he comes down the road, or anybody else who might want to take that title from you. So
yeah.
Or you know, KD Smooth. Like I said, he does have the case of fate. You better head maybe on that swivel. You never know.
Don't worry. I'm waiting for him.
Could you imagine the rivalry between his guy LeBron and your guy Giannis? That'd be interesting.
That would be interesting indeed.
Of course, you know, the Smooth Uprays is still down, I think, a person. So you still have the Blood Brothers, I guess, backing things up. And, of course, you got Stan the Man Lee as well. So interesting stuff, sir. It's been a very impressive year and whatnot. And, again, we want to congratulate again our class of 2023's Hall of Fame, which starting one of the first arenas I'm going to be building with the new stuff is going to be the new will be the class of 2023 Hall of Fame arena, where we'll get to have the whole luxury of having the Jazz and Sun Hall of Fame arena for 2023, where we get to see images of Brock Brown and the Social Outcast all over the place. It'll be delightful.
Oh boy. Our first ever two-time Hall of Famer. And
well, that's original.
Someone else, but
you know, Peggy Hannon also going in the Hall of Fame this year. So congratulations to her. 70 plus years old. I don't think she really has to prove much more. There's plenty of other women to kind of step up, I guess. Huh?
Yeah.
And with stars like DJC and, of course, your mom, the lovely Diana Stevens, and, of course, your sister, Summer Payne. And we have the other returning people like Kung Pao Arena coming back and the return of Princess Catherine, the debut of the boss, Leanne, and, of course, multiple other new stars to be added. So more fun to be had in 2023, so that's for sure. And, of course, that is on Icons of the F4L. And remember, folks, the T-shirts will be coming soon, so stick along. So, sir, it's been a great time having you on here to the F4L Headquarters podcast. And thank you for kind of co-hosting with me here. Channel down, considering it was us who started the whole trend, so lucky us. And people can blame us for all the awesomeness that it is. Any other things you want to say real quick before we start wrapping up here with 3 minutes and 37 seconds left?
I would just like to say, KD, I'm coming for you. You don't have to come to me with that. I'll come to you. but other than that, I'd have a great year. And I can't wait to go into next year and see what next year holds for us.
Awesome, awesome. All right, it'll be a lot of fun. And we want to thank Jaden, their United States champion, and our one half of the women's tag team champions, DJC, for joining us as well. And again, Sean Awesome of the Awesome Ones, who is our current champion and leader of the Awesome Ones. And, of course, I am Sean Jazz Stevens, who will be back in 2023, of course, thanks to the F4L. So, everyone, I want to thank you guys for joining us during this very special presentation as our watch-along. And I do encourage you guys to go to the YouTube channel and watch the watch-along we just watched to kind of look back upon some of our greatest matches of the year. Some of the matches we were able to join for this show, and some of them, unfortunately, were not. I do urge people to go check those out when you can, because our shows are bar none the best on the in YouTube, but we are the only ones, and we are the best. So there you go. So let me go ahead and wrap things up here. Sean, I will let you get ready to get ready for your other stuff you got to do, all your awesome rest of your awesome day there. So So you can go do what you got to do. Have a great time, and proud of you, buddy, as always.
All right.
Make sure you get to work.
Thank you for
those people who want popcorn, go see Sean at the theater. He likes making popcorn.
I got no choice.
What did you say?
I have no choice. I have to do it.
All right, kid. Well, have a great day and have a great time at work. And I love you and be careful, right?
All right.
Peace, buddy. Bye.
Bye.
Everyone, I am the F-World icon, Sean Jazz Stevens. May all your dreams come true. Thank you again for joining me. And stick around for more excitement coming on in 2023. May all your dreams come true. Peace.